Look, a couple of months ago in Plan B with Rebecca Davis, every now and then she asks me a rapid-fire type question, and sometimes I know the answer, and often I don't. And the one that she asked me about was referred to a pet massacre, which happened in the early days of the Second World War in the UK, where people were asked to kill their dogs and cats, because their dogs and cats would behave in ways and consume foods that needed to be humans, and so on and so on. And I went, wow, how did that interesting tidbit of history escaped me. And I had pretty much the same feeling when I read yesterday an article on the Daily Maverick written by Don Pinnock called Donkey Wars and the Green Revolution. And it talks about a South African donkey massacre. Hello, Don.
Hi, John.
How did that interesting bit of South African history pass me by? Did you only discover it fairly recently as well?
Well, I discovered it some time ago from a guy called Professor Bruce Joubert, who's since now passed on. And I hung on to it. And then Nancy Jacobs is a historian. I got some more information from her. But for some reason, I didn't do anything with it. And a weekend ago, I was at a donkey sanctuary. And they're wonderful little animals. And I remembered all of this information. And so I dug it all up.
And, I mean, tell the story. It's a fascinating one, Don.
Well, it's absolutely bizarre, John. It seems that Lucas Mangopi in Bopoto Tswana took a dislike to donkeys. It's not clear whether he nearly killed himself in one in a road accident, because they do get in the roads, or whether the cattle mafia didn't like donkeys competing during a dry season. But the upshot is, in 1983... he instructed his army to kill all donkeys. And they went about it brutally. They killed 20,000 donkeys by last count. They shot donkeys in their harnesses. They shot donkeys in people's huts. They actually massacred huge amounts of donkeys. Now, the odd thing about this, John, is that it really never got into the news.
I was living in Johannesburg that time, and I'm somebody who, since I was first able to read, has been very interested in the news, and this was happening within a couple of hundred kilometres of me, and literally, until I read your story yesterday, this was the first inkling I'd had of this. I mean, it's a terrible thing, killing 20,000 donkeys.
It's insane. And, you know, news about what happens to peasants often doesn't get into the news. It's just one of those things that's out there in the country. So that linked into another interest that I have. It was the Green Revolution, the replacement of animal farming equipment, as it were, or farming creatures with machine. And the Green Revolution in the South African context was crazy, because what happened is the government provided tractors, and they provided drivers for those tractors, and they told people to kill the oxen, eat the oxen. They didn't need them anymore. Now they were tractors. And, of course, tractors do a lot more and better work than oxen. You can actually plow with donkeys, by the way. And so that's what happened. The tractors arrived. The skills, more importantly even than the animals, disappeared within a generation. But so did the tractors. They ran out of petrol because the peasants couldn't pay. They'd pay in kind, not in money. They didn't have spares. There was no spares linkage. The people who drove the tractors were kind of given the tractors, and they put up the prices. So the whole thing fell apart. And if you look at the increase in migrancy from these rural areas, it kind of coincides with the collapse of the agriculture as a result of tractors and the failure of animal drawn farming systems.
Yeah, and I hadn't thought much about the donkey, but I've been thinking quite a lot about the donkey since I read your piece. And we see them around, and there's the donkey sanctuary at McGregor, and donkeys are perhaps much more part of our visual field of experience than we sometimes think about. And then I remembered something that Zorba the Greek says in the novel by Nikos Kazantzakis, which was then made into the wonderful film with Anthony Quinn. And it's part of what a wonderful attitude Zorba has to the world. And he says, I look at a donkey and I think, what a wonderful thing. What a wonderful place this world is, that it has things like donkeys in it. And the donkey doesn't get enough good press, does it? So I'm sure that the donkey union somewhere is saluting you with some ass milk.
I hope so. But, you know, the interesting thing about donkeys is that men command animals by nature. Women negotiate. And a donkey is essentially, and has been for ever since donkeys were used, a woman's animal. They're incredibly faithful, donkeys, to the person. No, cattle aren't that faithful to the person. And once you establish the trust of a donkey, it is absolutely extraordinary. The donkey sanctuary I went to, the person who looks after them, they're clearly absolutely in love with her. They follow her around, they nuzzle her, they lean on her, they stare at her. And kind of the last thing is, you know, when, I mean, dach is going to be, cannabis is going to be made legal, I'm sure it pretty much is now. Most of the cannabis I know in the Transkei where I lived is in the mountains, and most of it's cultivated by the woman, and most of it is brought out of the mountains on donkey back. So donkeys are still well in use in those areas, transporting cannabis, probably quite a lot of other things. But a donkey can outpull an ox in terms of
dragging. Can it really?
That's been proved, evidently. I haven't seen it happen, but, you know, there's writings about it. They are unbelievably strong, and they can keep going all day.
And an email says donkeys are being killed now, I think, for the Chinese market. Did you come across that?
Oh, there's a very sad story about Marmory, where I was, visiting the donkeys. They have wild donkeys, actually, and wild horses around Marmory. Marmory is horse mad. They love their horses and their donkeys. It's a really interesting little place near Cape Town. And there were donkeys. There must have been over 100 donkeys. There were feral donkeys. But, you know, when somebody wants a donkey, they round them up and take a donkey and train it. a little while ago, pardon me, I'm not sure, about a year ago, all the donkeys one night were killed. And skinned, and the donkeys were left there, and the skins were gone, and you know, everybody was in no doubt that it was a highly organized Chinese-based operation. And Marmory was outraged and traumatized all at the same time. So yes, that is the problem. Donkey skin somehow is now used by the Chinese for something.
Well, we've devoted 10 minutes to an ode to the donkey, and it deserves more. Don Pinnock, thank you very much indeed, Daily Maverick environmental journalist, and his piece about the donkey is really absolutely worth reading.